of Romania.
Dear Chair, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank and also congratulate Kenyan authorities for the excellent organization of the 10th WTO Ministerial Conference here in Nairobi. The current trade and economic situation is on the recovery path, and we hope that the outcome of our work here in Nairobi will bring a new impetus to the international trade and to the economic growth. Romania is fully committed to contribute to the success of the 10th Ministerial Conference, with the aim to achieve balanced, meaningful, and tangible results. We strongly believe in the central role of the multilateral trading system as a predictable and transparent framework for the fight against protectionism and as an efficient way to address present and future global challenges. The EU has been engaged constructively towards a comprehensive outcome, in particular for LDCs. However, export competition for trade with agricultural products should include a balanced form of all supports for the benefit of most WTO members, mainly developing and least developed countries. Ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of a revised information technology agreement should constitute a relevant platform for pursuing further multilateral formats anchored within the WTO system. The impact of the globalization process and the accelerated technology progress require an increasing need to address new areas and disciplines whose weight in international trade is becoming more prevalent. That's why we need a post-Nairobi outlook to prioritize WTO efforts aimed at the remaining unaddressed DDA issues. Dear colleagues, we have a great opportunity in front of us. We call on all members to make all the reasonable efforts to restore and foster the trust and confidence in the multilateral trading system. We believe that the European Union has shown itself as a reliable partner in the development and meaningful integration of LDCs in the global economy. Romania is fully committed to a strong rule-based multilateral trading system and to support its further strengthening in response to current and future trade challenges. Last but not least, we congratulate Kazakhstan on their status as a new WTO member, and we warmly welcome the Republic of Liberia and the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan for their accession to the WTO. We look forward to the future accession of other countries from the Western Balkans, the Mediterranean, and the Caucasus region. Thank you very much for your attention.